Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employer, employee, expert or starter, we have the pension solution for you. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, concerns are growing over delays in a major new HSE report on the Kerry child mental health scandal. One government TD says the coalition must urgently review a state compensation scheme for affected families. The CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, earlier refused to be drawn on the review's publication date. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has covered this story extensively for us over several years, and he joins us now. Barry, what happened?
Yeah, so this is a review of 322 patient files in North Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, or CAMHS, as of November 2022, commissioned in January 2023, due to be published in March of last year, but still no sign this evening here in 2025. And it's taking considerably longer than the Maskey review, which looked at hundreds more files and highlighted dangerous prescribing and diagnostic practices in the neighbouring South Kerry CAMHS service. The North Kerry review is largely focused on a consultant psychiatrist who worked for the service and who wasn't at the centre of the Maskey review. And as we've reported before on this programme, children in North Kerry reported severe side effects from weight gain to major hallucinations when being put on up to six different drugs simultaneously, including heavy antipsychotics and antidepressants, and even medications not licensed for use in children. Now, the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Butler, last week she said the report had identified major red flags in the treatment of young people. And today, the HSE, in a statement to Drive Time, confirmed how, quote, it's not possible to provide a publication date for this report at present. And Keith Rowles of Coleman Legal, he represents around 300 families affected by this scandal, including 100 in North Kerry. And here's his reaction.
It's extremely concerning that they haven't published the report as of yet and that they can't confirm any date of publication. It's extremely distressing for the families that are involved in it. One would have thought that a 300 or 320 file review would be published by now. And unfortunately, families are left in limbo in relation to what's going to transpire, in relation to recourse they have, whether or not they're going to have to go through the High Court. Look, our office has attended up to 100 apology meetings or open disclosure meetings. We're instructed by a huge number of clients in South Kerry and North Kerry. I think it's very fair to say that the whole county is aware that there's been red flags in the care that young people have been receiving while attending the CAMHS services throughout Kerry. The deficits in care that have been acknowledged at the open disclosure meetings are the exact same as the deficits in care that have been acknowledged in the Maskey review. It only took 6 months to review 1,500 files in the Maskey review. It's now taken up to 2 years to publish a report in relation to 300 files. But nobody's surprised that the minister has declared or stated that there's red flags, because everybody on the ground here in Kerry is conscious of the shortcomings in the services or the care that children and young adolescents have been receiving for a prolonged period down here in Kerry.
In some instances, are the deficits in care that have been established in North Kerry, are they worse than what has gone on before?
Some of the consequences or the side effects of the inappropriate care, it's catastrophic. Some extremely vulnerable individuals who presented for assistance and help, unfortunately, they've regressed significantly since their time in attending with CAMHS, and it's hard to know if they will recover from this, and I certainly would have reservations about a number of our clients.
So why is this report, so important, Barry, not just for the families affected in Kerry, but for those involved with CAMHS nationwide?
It's largely expected this report will trigger a larger review of the treatment of hundreds more young people in North Kerry dating back several years. Over half of the 322 patients who've had their files reviewed to date by Dr. Colette Halpin, they received apologies from the HSE for their treatment in open disclosure meetings since January of last year. And Keith Rowles, we heard there, says a larger review is immediately needed and could also be extended to other counties outside of Kerry. 23-year-old Davin Godfrey, he's told his story on this programme before. He's already received an apology from the HSC, even though he wasn't part of the Halpin review, and that a Listowel man was on up to six different drugs at the same time while a patient at North Kerry CAMHS, despite having no mental health disorder whatsoever. He entered the service in 2010, and he has major concerns.
I'm very much concerned that the HSE will not be publishing this report in the foreseeable future, that the prospect of the report being delayed, as it has been delayed now for quite some time, a very considerable amount of time. I'm very much of the view that the report into the look-back review into North Kerry CAMHS will not be published until much later in the year, probably in around September.
Would there be a fear it could even run until 2026?
I wouldn't rule it out. It's not what I or any of the people that I speak on behalf of or advocate for. It's not what anybody wants. If January of 2026 comes about and the report is only published at that point, that'll be 3 years following the formal commission of that report.
Why is it important that this report is published as a matter of urgency?
I can't speak enough about the urgency of the situation. I knew exactly, well before the report was even commissioned by the HSE, I knew exactly how bad things were. I've been speaking to a lot of people that are affected, and certainly all the arrows are pointing to a carbon copy of the findings of Dr. Sean Maskey's review, except in this instance, Barry, very much to a much larger scale. The gravity of the situation in relation to North Kerry CAMHS is much more severe. These issues date back, in my case, to 2010, but the HSE are not adequately dealing with this matter by way of a review of 322 files and then leaving people in the dark as to what the next phases might be. It's absolutely imperative that the HSE, address now a broader review of North Kerry CAMHS dating back to the inception of the service. The problems are very clear.
There is a state compensation scheme for affected families in South Kerry, Barry, and there are calls now this evening for that to be extended.
That's it. Of the 240 children affected in the Maskey review in South Kerry, 222 have received payments out of that scheme. But Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill, he's expressed major concerns over what's happening here to ministers from his own government, and earlier today, indeed, to the CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, to the Oireachtas Health Committee. He's not happy with the delays in this new report, and he says the compensation scheme should be extended.
My reaction is that it's very disappointing news again. This has gone on far too long now, and where hundreds of children were misdiagnosed and mismedicated, their lives were absolutely shattered, they were ruined, and there's long-term permanent damage. Sadly, a lot of those are today young adults. Everything should be done to make their lives some way, if it is possible, some way normal. And that's a big ask because of the damage that has been done. I mean, they need to be looked after. In the case of North Kerry CAMHS specifically, all the cases must be thoroughly investigated and examined and dealt with ASAP.
Given the report's delay, do you think the government could maybe move to open up the compensation scheme to the North Kerry families who have already received apologies for the deficits in care in their cases?
I think they should be moving parallel because they have to be dealt with anyway. They're entitled to compensation. There's absolutely no argument about that. What has happened is one of the greatest scandals of our lifetime here, and it's just so sad, really. And as a government and as a health department, we should be bending over backwards to everything humanly possible to improve the lives of all these people that have been affected.
And that's Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill. What's the HSE saying this evening?
It's understood Dr. Halpin has provided a draft report to the HSE, and additional work is now taking place by the executive. The HSE says in a statement it sincerely regrets that this review process has taken longer than initially hoped, and it apologises again to affected families. Each file reviewed received a thorough review with a high level of expert input, it adds. And the Department of Health says it awaits submission of this review, and Minister Mary Butler is closely monitoring developments in North Kerry CAMHS.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much.